It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get ideas flowing in for a caller-only program where your voice, your ideas for future segments are front and center. And along the way, we recall conversations from the last year that specifically left an impression on our team members. Your participation is vital. Many shows and guest ideas that come to air here, they begin with your germ of an idea. So thank you so much and keep it going. Let's hear what discussions you want us to put together in coming weeks and months. What's on your mind? What do you want to learn more about? What should be getting more attention? Join in on this caller-only program, 800-642-1234. That number is 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Well, I'm going to start out with one of my faves. And last year, one of my favorite conversations explored generations of neighbors around Lake Halley in Chippewa County and life in this tight-knit lake community. Author Patty C. was on our program, released a collection of essays, and the book is called Here on Lake Halley, in praise of barflies, fix-it guys, and other folks in our hometown. And here's Patty talking about life on the lake with her city-raised husband, Bruce.
I guess the first fall we lived here, we moved in September 2010, and every time Bruce spotted an eagle, or he just was out of his mind the first time he saw otters. And, you know, I grew up coming out to this lake because I'm best friends with Helen. So I've been coming to Lake Halley since I was about 6 years old. And yes, I'm impressed by wildlife. I love to see eagles fishing. I love to see great heron. But yeah, I'm not going to drop everything and come home just because there's an otter family.
The beauty and small aspects of life on Lake Halley and neighbors caring for each other. Well, my colleague Joe Tarr, a producer here, one of Joe's favorite programs last year was a conversation about advances in digital recording technology to capture the sounds of nature. And Joe appreciated bringing the sounds of whales, turtles, the coral reef into the discussion. Here's University of British Columbia Environmental Studies and Geography Professor Karen Bakker talking about turtles.
Turtles make lots of noise. It's very soft. It's very low frequency. It's very polite. And by polite, I mean, they wait a long time taking turns as they talk. So if you aren't listening very carefully and quietly, you're not going to hear them. But once you tune in, they're making an abundance of sound, like South American river turtles, these huge giant turtles you've probably seen pictures of. They make hundreds of different sounds. And the cool thing is that baby turtles even make sound in their eggs before they hatch.
I love Karen Bakker's book. It's called The Sounds of Life, How Digital Technology is Bringing Us Closer to the Worlds of Animals and Plants. It is a caller only, and we're exploring the topics you want us to cover in future programs. Call in with your show ideas, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. And really, it's, you know, this is a real time to take heart, to take stock and bring those ideas so that we can explore them together on the morning show. 800-642-1234. We're from Sarah in Zion, Illinois, called in, and Sarah would like to do a show that looks at why rents are going up so much and what is the cause of the cost of rent going up. So looking at a housing issue, we've been covering housing, but let's specifically, Sarah says, look at rent. Thank you so much for that show idea, Sarah, and for listening in Zion, Illinois. We heard, well, the morning show published an end of the year list on WPR.org highlighting memorable programs in 2022. And digital producer Jonah Balek has picked our conversation with a mother who lost her son to suicide and now provides peer support to fellow Kenosha police officers. Here is Officer Felicia Labator referencing her son, Clay Davidson.
When Clay died, my work shifted to really just doing all of this prevention type work of not only within our department, but also just around Wisconsin. So it's a privilege and an honor to be able to help people in their darkest, darkest times. You know, that's why I wanted to be a police officer in the first place. And now it's just shifted to being able to, from the citizens of Kenosha to my own officers.
And our conversation with Felicia Labatore led digital producer Jonah Balekas to write an article about her suicide prevention work. And you can find a link to that story on our program page at WPR.org/mornings. Let's bring in Gus in Altoona with an idea. Gus, hi.
Morning, yes. I'd like to suggest maybe getting somebody on, or somebody that's watched a lot of YouTube videos on how to save money and help the environment at the same time. You know, I do little things around the house that, you know, to save water or to save on, you know, napkins or save on paper towels, stuff like that. Just
I know what comes to mind in something you do around your home in order to both be environmentally conscious and be thrifty, save money.
Well, one thing is if I go out to eat, whether it's at a fast food or at you know, a diner where they give you paper napkins, you know, if I just use a little bit of a paper napkin, I'll save it for later for either cleaning some grease off a dish at home or in the bathroom, using it there. So that can make a big difference. Also, you know, just how I can save money at night by turning the thermostat down, but just putting an extra layer of clothing on, you know, some heavy pajamas.
Adding on that extra blanket. Gus, thank you so much for that show idea on how to save money, but also be environmentally conscious. Appreciate that. Rich now in Rhinelander. Rich, hi.
Hi. I like all the programs. For instance, this morning, the interview with Representative Stiles, I think his name was.
And it was Representative Mike Gallagher this week. It was Brian Stiles last week. But go ahead, Rich.
Okay, I was waking up at the time.
No, that's okay.
I like hearing people discuss their views. And I do recall that our junior senator from Wisconsin in the national legislature, Ron Johnson, said when he was asked about it that availability of abortion in Wisconsin, he felt, was a matter that should be decided by the voters of Wisconsin. Now, I know Wisconsin had a recall provision or has a recall provision, but I don't think we have a referendum position way of getting things on the ballot. And then I heard about Melissa Agard this morning talking in the legislature. I would like to hear a program about how the voters, through petition or some other means, can get an idea to referendum in the state of Wisconsin, because I really do think that this particular question needs to be decided by the voters. I have my view as to how they will decide.
But you really want to get the nuts and bolts on how referendums work in Wisconsin. Rich, thank you so much paying very close attention to politics. Let's go to Nancy in Milwaukee. Nancy, hi, you're up next.
Good morning. My feeling is that America needs to have a one-term presidency consisting of 6 years, so that in those 6 years, a president is certainly going to, should be able to accomplish what he feels is best for America. And I feel strongly that it needs to be strictly a one-term presidency of 5 or 6 years, because the way the presidency is set up now, every single president uses the last 2 years of his first term to run for his second term. He's using time, energy, enthusiasm, and a lot of money running, using those last 2 years of his first term. I feel that there needs to be great, great uniformity in the election of a president so that all the states have to participate in this election in exactly the same way. All states are either open primary or closed primary. There are no more caucuses. Everybody's doing it the same way. But the main feature is that there is never going to be an incumbency with a one-term presidential type of election. The incumbency...
Nancy, I just want to pause there because I think we got it down there looking at the presidency and looking specifically at a term limit and what that might mean. Maybe a guest who has explored this elsewhere in other countries or how this structure would work. Nancy, thank you for that suggestion as we open up the lines and find out where you want to take the morning show next. Let's talk about the programming you want to hear this month and beyond. The line is 800-642-1234. What questions do you want us to explore? What news development caused you pause or has confused you? What kind of programming would be most beneficial for your family's life and well-being? Be part of this caller only, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We invite your ideas for future segments on this caller-only program, and the ideas are endless on what could make a segment. In recent days, we've talked about Wisconsin's egg economy and raw milk. We've gone to Capitol Hill. You've had a line to Wisconsin's congressional delegation, and we've learned about baking bread and safe household cleaning. Now, Georgiana emailed us and has another idea. Georgiana would love to hear a show about the Iditarod in Alaska, the annual dog sled race in Alaska. Georgiana says, my son worked for musher Jeff King for a year and learned so much about this sport. And Georgiana says, some mushers with Wisconsin connections enter the Iditarod. Georgiana, thank you so much. We also heard from Linda, who emailed the program as well. Linda's wondering who regulates the dispensing of medications. Linda says that they have been shorted on prescription meds for pets in recent months and is wondering more about that. Linda and Georgiana, thank you for those emails. Let's go to Rose now in Toma. Rose, hi. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to recommend a program on Buy Nothing. It's a program started in Seattle, Washington, and now is nationally and internationally. I know there's one in Toma, one in Sparta, you know, a number of them around. But what you do is it's on Facebook, and if you have something you want to get rid of, you take a picture of it, put it on, and then keeps things out of landfills and helps people save expenses. It can be that you need a ride someplace. You can request things as well as putting them on. You might need a ride someplace. Is anybody going? It might be you need a little help with something, but generally it's an item that you're ready to get rid of. And
Rose, have you put an item on there?
I have.
How did that work for you?
A number of them.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that suggestion, the Buy Nothing program. We will check it out. Now, Joy in West Bend. Joy, what are your program ideas?
Hi. Thanks. I want to have a program on peace in Ukraine. I just haven't heard enough about, you know, the peace movement in Europe, the peace movement in our country. There's peace movement in Russia. No matter how crazy and horrible Putin might be, there might be some reason why he's doing what he's doing. I'd like to hear more about how we could contribute peace strategies rather than give weapons. You could contact Peace Action. They might have a good speaker.
Peace Action. Joy, thank you. And you have one more here.
One more. I'd like to hear more about plastics. We need to all be thinking about how we can live without plastics, what we can do that's an alternative to using plastics in every angle of our lives. I'm not sure who would be the good speaker for that, but
it's something that is definitely on your mind and you think about. Joy, appreciate those two ideas, Ukraine, peace, and plastics. Kathy emailed us, is looking for a program about young children in multiple sports. Kathy says, a 9-year-old relative is in youth football, wrestling, basketball, and softball throughout the year. Kathy says, it seems that they have no free time as a little kid. So balancing sports with free time and youth and what that looks like in today's families. Kathy, thank you for that. Jane in Manitowoc, you're next. Jane, hi.
Hello. As a former nationally accredited Veterans Service officer, I'd like to see more shows regarding the social services and the safety net that we have for not only our veterans, but for all citizens, especially our elderly veterans, our elderly citizens, because there are too many of them living on less than poverty. And that's not necessary when we have all these programs. If you don't know it exists, though, you're not going to apply for it. Thank you.
Jane, thank you so much. Jane, wanting to explore further safety net programs, especially for elderly veterans, what is available and how they work. Appreciate that call, Jane. And let's go to Stan now in De Pere. Stan, hi.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Anything but politics on the morning show, please. We're an evenly divided state, and all we do is argue with each other. So how about if we do a thing on parks, state parks and county parks that are scattered, we're blessed with all over the state. Maybe we do a section at a time, you know, northwest, northeast, et cetera. We cover all of the state and county parks, what there is to do there, the family activities, et cetera, et cetera. I think that'd be a great show and a great series, actually.
What is your favorite park to go to? Which one do you love?
Oh, I love Peninsula State Park up in Door County. I love the state parks out by Bayfield and the Apostle Islands. And, of course, Devil's Lake State Park. So those are my three favorites.
Do you camp? Do you hike? What do you do there?
A little bit of everything. Boating, fishing, camping, hiking, wildlife, bird watching, anything outdoors.
Oh, you make such good use of those state parks, Stan. And quick last question, how well are they maintained? What do you see in terms of the wear and tear and their use at these parks?
You know, it's up and down. It's some of them do a real good job. Devil's Lake is always in great shape. The National Park at Apostle Islands is always in great shape. Some of the other ones, some of the county parks, it's very up and down.
Up and down. Well, Stan, thank you so much. I think Stan has the name of a show idea, anything but politics. Stan, thanks for the call. Lyric in Blanchardville called with a couple ideas along the way here, a show about housing for seniors, especially seniors with disabilities, and another show idea about eating healthy and especially seniors who are living with Parkinson's disease or other disabilities. Lyric, thank you so much for that. As well as we bring in your show ideas, where we take the morning show next, I want to give a shout out here to my colleague Trevor, who loved the program about Waukesha County's medical examiner, Dr. Linda Biedriski, and the leader of a national medical examiner organization, looking at some of the labor shortages. Let's hear from Dr. Biedriski.
Because Wisconsin is a county-based system, we have 72 individual counties who are doing their own thing, basically. So it's really the larger populated counties in the southeastern area of the state that have centers that can that a forensic pathologist can work out of. So we have kind of two problems. We don't have enough forensic pathologists, but we don't even have locations for them to work out of to hire any forensic pathologists in areas of the state.
Trevor says he liked the program providing a local perspective on a nationwide issue and highlighting an issue that hasn't been receiving recent news coverage. As we revisit bits and pieces of conversation that aired on the morning show, and we want to know, what should the morning show cover next? Where do we take the program in the coming months? Join in along the way with your show ideas. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the morning show here on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's a caller-only program dedicated to you, what you want to bring to these conversations. What are your ideas for future programs and segments? What's on your mind? Which shows have you enjoyed the most? Which guests should we definitely have back and why? Join in with your program ideas and where we should take the show next. Taking it all down. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's bring in Jim in River Falls. Jim, hi. What is your program suggestion?
Good morning. I'd like to commend you on the great job you do, and you're always very cordial and nice to callers, too. And you do ask some hard questions, but I would like to perhaps, if you get Maria Ressa on, I know there was just something on the news that she was cleared on some tax charges in the Philippines, but she's a Nobel Prize winning journalist that has pointed out that there are now more authoritarian governments around the world and how social media plays into this. And then another thought I had was to talk about gerrymandering Wisconsin and fair maps, because there's a lot of support for that, both among Democrats and Republicans. And I don't know, maybe somebody like Matt Rothschild, because it seems like the will of the people in many places is not very well expressed in our government.
Okay, so two ideas there, Jim. And thank you so much for your thoughts on the show and appreciate that. Bringing up Philippine journalist and Nobel laureate Maria Ressa, founder of a news site, and talking with her about, the journalism, about authoritarian governments, and gerrymandering, further conversations about redistricting, fair maps, and gerrymandering. Jim, thank you for that. One of our listeners emailed us at ideas@wpr.org, and they also encourage a program about tangible ways that people can make a difference for the environment. And they write, sometimes it feels hopeless and like the only way change can happen is on a massive government level. They would love ideas to share with their children on ways we can help. Thank you for that suggestion on the environment and continuing these conversations about climate change. Had another email here. A mother with two young children says that they would love to hear about the pros and cons of higher ed. For example, they're hearing the trades are struggling to find people willing to work. They're wondering how higher education is affecting young adults find jobs. And I would encourage this listener to join us Tuesday after 8. We'll have Morna Foy on, the head of the community and technical college system in Wisconsin, looking at community college, the tech system, and all of the issues and barriers in the job world. So definitely tune in for that Tuesday after 8. Let's go to Brian in Appleton. Brian, hi.
Good morning. Yeah, I was wondering, it'd be great to have a show about the process of probate and estate settling and such. I recently lost my mom, and I think it'd be really helpful for a lot of people in order to help navigate that difficult time to figure out what to do with everything afterwards. Mm. Like maybe, she has a house or you know, I actually lost my aunt last April also, and we had a lot of pre-planning done, which was helpful, but I think just a show on that just to help educate people would be really good.
Oh, I appreciate your thoughts there, especially when you're going through the loss of your mother. Certainly probate is very tricky and challenging. Brian, thank you so much for that estate planning in those difficult times with the loss of a loved one. Brian in Appleton there. Mike, by email, suggests a program on the 40th annual presentations of the Wonder of Physics at UW-Madison next month. Okay, Mike, we got it on there. We will look into that, the Wonder of Physics, bringing that from the calendar. Alexis from La Crescent would like to have a show on long COVID. Alexis got COVID in November and is still dealing with the ramifications of having COVID. So, Alexis, thank you so much for bringing that show idea to our attention. And keep them coming here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We're also listening back to some highlights from conversations. And in September, we talked with four tattoo artists about using their craft to cover up and transform physical scars or to help address psychological pain. And the program was one of producer Joel Patnod's favorite ones of the year. Sheila from Madison called in during the program to ask whether using red ink would be problematic for medical MRIs. And here is Green Bay medical esthetician and tattooist Caitlin Romanesco.
I have personally not experienced that. I think pigments have come a long way since then. The pigments that I use are specifically created for tattooing areolas. You know, it is actually an areola pigment set. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say we even use a red. I use more of pinks and neutrals versus a solid red color.
Joel saying they appreciated the program countering the stereotype that tattooing is primarily a tough male art form. And we talked with three female tattoo artists and one gender nonconforming tattoo artist. Let's bring in Melissa in Shorewood with a segment idea. Melissa, hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just happened to be taking my dog to the groomer and I was listening to your program and I just thought, man, I should call about this issue because it's so concerning to me. I have a nephew who has autism, who is a young adult now. He has developed some aggression issues, and he has had to go into a group home. The issue with that is they're understaffed, undertrained. Most are in very difficult or not safe neighborhoods for family to come and visit their children. When they do have an episode of aggression, the parents have to come escort their child to the hospital where they are medicated. Then the parents have no choice. They have to call the police. The police actually have to come to the hospital, more or less, like arrest the autistic individual and how painful that is for the family. And then there's nowhere, literally, for them to take the person, so they end up at Winnebago Mental Health Institute, which is, I think it's more of a criminal place. Then after, they're only allowed to stay there, I think it's 24 to 48 hours, then the parents have to go to a court setting. They have to request an extension for their child to stay at Winnebago, which they really don't want to, but they don't have a choice. And then they have to scramble to try to find another alternative housing for their child. This has happened several times to my family member.
You're describing such sharing such a difficult and personal, deeply personal story. And I appreciate that because that certainly is a launching pad for better understanding and awareness, and certainly a launch pad for conversation on young adults with autism who also dealing with aggression issues. So appreciate so much, Melissa, you stopping in your morning and sharing that with us. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Gary now in Ripon is with us. Gary, hi.
Good morning. I had two things. What can we do to get Wisconsin to be a ballot initiative state? And allied with the concern about the great increase in rents, are we going to just increase the size of the population forever?
So concerned about rent increases and a ballot initiative state. Gary, is that those are a couple of show ideas on your mind?
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it. We heard from a listener in Green Bay emailed us, and they've been hearing about firearms legislation in Canada and plans to confiscate some firearms that that have been getting pushback from local law enforcement associations. And they call it an intriguing issue that may challenge people to think differently. So looking outside the U.S., of course, outside Wisconsin, to look at this issue in Canada and what solutions might be there, what we could think about differently here. So thank you so much for that email. Keep them coming as we collect future show ideas from you. And we rewind on some memorable conversations that are favorites of our team members. Join in. Have you had driveway moments with The Morning Show when you couldn't stop listening? What programs stand out to you? What discussions deserve more time and attention? There is still time for your voice, still time to talk on this caller-only program. Join in now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas@WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is a caller-only program here, and thanks to our producers, we have hundreds of guests each year who bring their knowledge, their experience to share with Wisconsin and beyond. So we want to know, who do you want to hear from? What are your ideas for future segments? What do you think should be getting more attention, a bigger conversation? And which segments have you appreciated, have stuck with you? 800-642-1234 to join in along the way. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Mike in St. Lawrence. Mike, hi.
Hi, yes. I'd like to hear, after hearing Representative Gallagher this morning, I'd like to hear a nonpartisan person talk about the IRS. Who's audited? Who's not audited? Are they underfunded? Do they need more funding, more staff, answer the phones, et cetera? But particularly the audit part of it. It seems to me that I've heard rhetoric back and forth that the rich people wouldn't get audited, and the working man does get audited because he's got a W-2 form that the IRS gets automatically. So just a nonpartisan discussion on the IRS. I'd appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Mike. Clarity on the IRS and not a voice from a lawmaker on the issue. We have that down. Thank you so much. Another listener emailed in the inbox seeking more programs with a global focus. And for example, they say, looking at how other countries are paying for gas and dealing with recessions and interest rates and cost of living, stock markets, immigration, and more. The listener goes on to say, I think this would help show how connected we all are. Thank you for that email at ideas@WPR.org. Let's bring in Philip in Crystal Lake. Philip, what idea would you like to bring forth?
Telemarketers and why we can't do anything about them. Everyone is offended by them. I've had two calls this morning already. We'll have another six calls today. there is nothing anyone can do about it, even your show, but maybe you could at least discuss it. Apparently our political leaders are bribed.
What do you do when you get one of those calls?
Usually we hang up.
Mm-hmm.
But I have tried talking to them, and it's just pointless, of course. And they're from another country. You ask them where they're calling from, they'll say New York, but they're really calling from the Philippines.
And I'd imagine you've put yourself on a do not call list.
Well, yes. Yes.
It's just not working. Well, no, let's get that down. Philip, thank you so much. Let's get that down on issues with telemarketers, where we go next with that issue. Philip, thank you. Karen in Duluth has a show idea about animal cruelty issues, really wanting to bring it to light. Would love to hear from PETA, from ASPCA, other animal rights groups, and a lot of it has become institutionalized, Karen says. So an idea there from Karen in Duluth. Bring your show ideas. There's still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Now let's go to John in Milwaukee. John, what's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you. I was wondering if homes that have hot water heat and boilers can be retrofitted to use heat pumps. I thought that might be a topic. And another one would be the office buildings and that are being erected or built right now all seem to be solid glass walls. And perhaps an architect would explain the sustainability or the energy cost of glass walls, and not counting the effect that might be on the migrating bird population.
John, thank you so much for those two distinct show ideas, but involving infrastructure, old structures with boilers, can they be transferred into heat pumps? And a look at the office buildings going up and the solid glass structures, getting an architect to talk a little bit about why solid glass and what are the environmental consequences. So, John, thank you so much for those show ideas. You still have time to bring yours at 800-642-1234. Email your show idea to ideas@wpr.org. Bart Elmore is an associate professor of environmental history at The Ohio State University, author of the book Seed Money, Monsanto's Past and Our Food Future. And our conversation nearly a year ago in February last year ended up being one of producer Royce Podeswa's favorite programs of 2022. And here's Elmore talking about the popularity of genetically modified crops.
We're all connected to it here in the U.S. in some form or fashion. Most of these crops, of course, were originally genetically engineered to be tolerant to Roundup, the herbicide that Monsanto had created back in the 1970s. So again, there's this kind of connection I think we all have, not only to these crops, but also to the chemicals that come with them. And like I said, whether you're eating tofu or other things, there's probably some connection to it that you have in your life. So it felt to me like a story that I was interested in because I eat all these things too, and I wanted to know more about it.
And Rick said he also appreciated the program because it's important to know what you're eating. The author made accessible the legacy of a corporation close to home that in some ways directly affects billions of lives every day. Let's go to Chris now in Burlington. Chris, what's on your mind for a show idea?
So I had two. One was having a show that brings on educators. So if you have a concern of some sort, perhaps it's the way things are being engineered or whatnot, that they would bring on an engineer. And not only would the caller have an opportunity to be educated, but it will also educate the public to, maybe concerns that they share as well, just like, the food issue that this last gentleman talked about.
So specifically, the type of expert you'd be looking at is an educator on a specific issue that people are tackling in their own lives.
Yes, yes. Oh, and then yeah. my other topic would be kind of like a freedom of speech. So, as we all know, Pritzker, well, we might not, opted to increase the salaries 18 or 16%, depending on your, source material. So I called the Tribune because I wanted to place an ad and just say something like, shame on you, Pritzker. I can't even afford eggs. And never in my lifetime of working, I'm 50 now, have I got more than a 1% increase. And they would not allow me to place that ad.
And what did they tell you?
They told me that it was not up to their standards. I'm assuming it just wasn't. I talked to at least 7 different people because I kept getting transferred or giving different phone numbers. And they just kept saying, well, it doesn't meet a topic. It's not a classified ad. It's not a death cert ad. It's not this. It's not that. And that they just really won't publish it, even if I'm willing to pay for the ad.
Chris, thank you for those show ideas and that latter one on freedom of speech and what can be published in publications. Appreciate your time calling in, Chris. Courtney Everett, a producer for The Morning Show, at the end of last year picked a program about parental choice as one of her favorites from 2022. And Courtney says it was validating for people to hear that it is okay to not have kids despite the pressure of society. And here is part of our conversation with Merle Bombardieri, who is a social worker and author of the book, The Baby Decision.
There are many good things about being child-free, but aging is difficult. And again, we have to look at our society because aging in other societies and other times, the older people have been less isolated. They've had more contact with the younger generation and been parts of communities that are of all ages.
Again, that book is The Baby Decision. As we get bits and pieces of our old programs and also the ones that you want us to be inspired to produce in the future. Still time to bring your show idea, 800-642-1234. We heard from Eric in Waukesha, sent along an email, and Eric would like a show that looks at the pros and cons of requiring welfare recipients to search for work in order to get those benefits. So a deeper dive on that particular safety net program. Thank you, Eric from Waukesha, for that show idea. And thank you to everyone for your ideas and your contributions to The Morning Show. We take them to heart, and you really are the reason that we are here every day to be able to have these conversations. And check out The Morning Show's end of the year article, by the way, highlighting these memorable programs from 2022. Visit our program page at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.